How you going? That's it, man. Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Tuesday, January 16. This is NBA Australia. We're back in the USA, baby. We're back. Back in the USA. Yeah, NBA Australia, your favorite daily NBA podcast, all things NBA and Australia. I'm your host, James Clements. And I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Jurong Guys NBA podcast. And I am hanging out here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, giving you the heads up on all the best NBA junk. Who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. And oh my God, has anyone had any sleep? No, because we're all talking shit because there was like a fight last night. This is fun as hell, isn't it? All right, so we're wrapping all the NBA games from yesterday's immense Martin Luther King Day slate. Was 11 games, 12 hours of basketball. It's also known as Fight Night after Big Ben Simmons and Kyle Lowry went at it. And also, Chris Paul led a cadre of Houston Rockets to fight fucking Austin Rivers, because that's funny. So we're going to talk about all that sort of shit in the game wraps. Plus, we have our mid-season awards. It's the middle of the fucking NBA season. How's that? Unbelievable. So we're going to have our MVP, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Most Improved, all that good stuff. That's all in there. Plus the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, Ben Alonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And it's Tuesday, so we have the, what do we got? The Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot, Random Guy Lights It Up of the Week Hall of Fame. And the Mango Matt Yang check-in. Plus everyone's favorite Joe Ingles HR manager. Plus, as we do every day, we check on every Australian NBA player, see how they're doing. And we finish off by previewing every single game today. Mate, that's a lot. Let's just get to it, should we? Come on, NBA Australia!
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
All right, man. You better watch out for the Shaq attack. This is the daily whip around. Now we start every episode, and man, after 12 hours of basketball last night, huh? Everything popped off thanks to the end of Clippers Rockets. But we're going to whip through all 11 games first. And I can hear you in the background, get to the fights! Get to the fight! I mean, I'll get to the fight. Just give me a second. Come on, mate. Hornets beat the Pistons 118-107. Dwight beat kind of crappy Dwight. Dwight had a fucking massive game as well, don't forget. 21-17 with four blocks. While Andre fucking shitty Dwight Drummond over there had a shocker. 3 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals and a block. Yeah, that won't do it. All the Hornets starters scored in double figures. The bench added 31 as well. Anthony Tolliver turned into John Celly from Eddie. Hit 5 of 6 threes for the game. That was pretty immense. This was absolute fucking yawner, though. Don't know if you watched this. It was shithouse. Fuck you, Hornets and Pistons. Raps at Sixers. Oh, Sixers beat them. Let's get to the fight. Jesus, Big Ben, Simmons, and Kyle Lowry. They got tossed at the end of the game. Larry's like, miss, miss. He's trying to start something. He thinks he's somebody. And I'm like, the fuck out of here, mate. Big Simo is going to knock your fucking block off, mate. And I like the idea that Big Ben Simmons is like, eh, whatever. Little guy can talk shit. He's like, yo, meet me outside. And as I said on the old NBA Australia Facebook yesterday, Kyle Lowry, you might be from Philly. That's kind of cool. That's kind of tough. At the same time, Big Ben Simmons is from fucking Box Hill, mate. Box Hill Senior Secondary College. You don't fuck with those guys. Holy shit. What are you going to do? Go hang out beside the Box Hill train station and wait for him. The cops will be after you in a second. Fucking hell. Meet you in the Macca's car park. No teachers. See who wins that one. I think Big Ben and Simmons might be odds-on favorite. But Kyle Lowry talking shit was pretty cool. Big Simmons came out at the end of it. He's like, yeah, I'm standing for that. I'll tear his head off. Not bad. This came after TJ McConnell and DeMar DeRozan got into it as well. What a fun-ass game this was. Man, the Sixers. So, yeah, way to win. 117-111. Joel Embiid had 34-11. TJ McConnell came in because Big Ben Simmons was in a bit of foul trouble. And TJ had 18 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, basically standing in for him. Not bad. Not bad. Simo, we'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. And he and Kyle got tossed at the end of this. Unbelievable. Way to get slammed. And how were the refs yesterday? Holy shit. There was like 12 techs, I think, given out across the day. It's basically the refs paying for getting paid for the day, right? Like, across all the fines that'll be levied off that, you pay those refs for that day. Nice one. Way to cover your bills, NBA. Gotta get paid, son. Gotta get paid. Big buckets from the homie Dario Saric, though, to end this. And it was a big Sixers win. It keeps him in the playoff hunt. Not bad, not bad. They needed to do it. The Raps have now lost 2 straight, thanks to that Golden State loss as well. But, man, Ben Simmons versus Kyle Lowry. Hook that into my veins. news. Love it. Love it. What else? The Bucks. Dele and Thon. They beat the Wiz. Bucks Fizz, 104-95. Greek Freak. Oh, geez. We'll talk about that in one of our other segments. You know it. You know it. 27-20. Jesus. Eric Bledsoe at 23. John Wall at 27-9. Beal and Oubre both ended up with 19. Rest of the Wiz sucked. Dele and Thon. How did Dele and Thon go, though? That's all you want to know. That's all I want to know. Well, how's this, Jason Kidd, you fucking moron? They're the only Bucks without a negative plus minus. They only played fucking 25 combined minutes. I don't know. Maybe have them on the court more, Jason Kidd. Bit of food for thought, mate. Bit of food for thought. Milwaukee needed to win that too. They stay sort of around in that, 5-6-7 morass. They're two games back. Well, game and a half, I guess, from Washington. So that was a handy win. A handy win for the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk about what Dele and Thon actually got up to in the Australian Player Watch. How's that? Knicks beat the Nets in Brooklyn, 119-104. It's a borough rivalry that no one gives a fuck about. The Zinger had 26-9. Frankie Nilitakina, he had his first career double-double. He had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists. Not bad. The bench for the Knicks scores 70, though. That'll do it. Super cool Bees at 23-10. Awesome. And for the Nets, Sweet Baby Carrots at 20-7. Love you, Sweet Baby. Love you. Sweet Baby Caris LeVert. The Hawks versus the Spurs. That's Hawks. That's, you know, Spurs East versus actual Spurs West. And, man, I had this called yesterday. Spurs are going to kill him. Hawks win 102-99 because Kawhi sat out. You're killing me, bro. Killing me. German Rondo smashed in this. 26 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Ersan Ilyasova with 20. John Collins, that's a tall drink. 12-8. Dwayne Dedman, 12-10. Bellinelli, 10. Fucking Dedman and Bellinelli, eh? It's a couple of former Spurs there, mate. They're out there crushing. Spurs, LaMarcus Aldridge at 25-11. But, man, Tony Parker, Danny Green, Pau Gasol, they weren't very good. Patty Cakes had himself an okay game. We'll get to that in the Australian Player Watch. Stick around, bro. Stick around. How about a heat of Bulls? Oh, shit. Bulls win, 119-111. Three-game winning streak. How's that? And they snapped Miami's seven-game winning streak. Not bad. How's Lauri Markkanen? Oh, Jesus. He might be in a featured segment later on. So, he had 17-9, but there's some other fun stats about him that we'll get to in later. Justin Holiday, career-best 7 threes for the game. He had 25. Zach LaVine came back. This is his second game back. And 18 points, even in his 20-minute-a-game restriction. He added 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Fucking hell, Zach LaVine. How about Face Miritich over there as well? He had scored 18 points in the fourth quarter to win it for the fucking Bulls. On your face. And Fighting Bobby Portis added 8-2. Not bad. Tyler Johnson went out of this hurt, though, for the old heaters over there. It looked like an ankle initially. It might be a knee. Who fucking knows? Not good. Love me some Tyler Johnson. Goran Dragic at 22. Kelly Olynyk at 21 off the bench and 8 assists. And Wayne Ellington at 20. Why not? Lakers at Grizz. Oh, this is a good one. How good are Memphis? Those fucking jerseys looked amazing. And it's like, shut up and get to the fights. It's like, all right, I will. Fucking settle down, mate. Settle down. So, yeah, Memphis beat the old Lakers over there. No real problems. The Lakers had a big sort of comeback in the middle of the game. Grizz just sort of got it out. Win 123-114. Notorious KCP, he had 27 points after his work releases ended. On your Notorious KCP. 18-16 shots for Kuz, and the Grizz had 8 plays in double figures. Not bad. Not bad. Tyreek Evans, almost triple-double. 15 points, 12 assists, 9 rebounds. On your Reek. I love that he's coming good. But yeah, how good are those Grizz fucking uniforms? The Martin Luther King Day, a nod to the, what was it, the sanitation worker strike and all the placards and whatnot. They look fucking great. Memphis have great fucking alternates, and their usual ones kind of suck. Those creamsicle Memphis Sound ABA ones that they had as alternates were fucking immense, and these are really good too. So, I don't know, Grizz, maybe stick with some of those alternates. I love them. Love them. And way to win. Good job. Kings at Thunder. Yep, Thunder smash, 95-88. Rusty versus De'Aaron Fox. Not too bad. Rusty. Whoa, gets kicked out of this. Absolute shocker. I'll talk about that in a little bit too. Paul George, though, helped keep him alive after Rusty got booted because he got booted at the very end of this. absolute shocker of a call too. Paul George had a sequence where he had a steal, a block, a bucket, a block, and then like basically hit the game ceiling free throws. So it's kind of handy to have a second fucking superstar around, isn't it? Carmelo Anthony had 29, and Rusty almost a quadruple double. 19 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, and 10 turnovers. Oh, it was so close. Fuck. God damn it. Anyway, Buddy Hield, 16 points. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 13 on 13. And no Zach Randolph to fight Steven Adams. That's a damn shame. That's a damn PCD. How about Warriors Cavs? Oh, this, my God, there was so much shit going on yesterday. My God. This was fun as hell for three quarters, wasn't it? The coward Kevin Durant versus LeBron James. That's right, NBA Australia. He's always known as the coward Kevin Durant because he bailed on Oklahoma City to go join the Bullies. Get the fuck out of here. LeBron James had 16 in the first quarter, ends up with 32, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks, and 8 turnovers. Ball juices. And the coward had 32 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Not bad, man. How's the fucking Warriors, though? They can just roll out Steph. He goes 23. Klay has 17. Draymond almost triple-double as well. 11 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 blocks. Jesus, not bad, not bad. Thing is, both teams not that great from three. Well, you know, the Warriors are okay, 12 of 32. Cavs, though, 7 of 28, that'll do it. You know, not as good. But how was the D-Wade alley-oop to Jeff Green when Kevin Durant was about to block his shot and D-Wade just gave it a little bit of English in the air and instead threw it up as an alley-oop to Jeff Green, who fucking hammered it home. That was great. D-Wade ended up with 10. Isaiah Thomas had 19. The little guy! Kevin Love had 17 and 7. Cavs have now lost 4 straight, lost 9 of their last 12. The Warriors are smashing. They've won 10 of their last 12. Upside down, upside down. Brutal. How about Pacers at Jazz? Victor Oladipo versus Donovan fucking Mitchell. That's Jazz 94, Pacers 109. Gross. Not good, not good. This was a shocker in the second half. So Donovan ends up with 23. Victor with 28. Not bad. The rest of the Jazz fucking sucked. Only Rodney Hood and Derek Favors showed up. And for the Pacers, all the starters, mate. Thad, Bojan, the Souvlaki King, Demarcus Sabonis, along with Victor, they all got in double figures, and so did Corey Joseph off the bench. He had 15. Not bad. Rockets at Clips, though. Get to the fight! All right, I will. Just fucking settle down, mate. Just settle down. How is this? So the Clips win, right? 113 to 102. Get to the fight! I will. Come on. It's the Chris Paul return game. He sat out their first game in LA for the Rockets, and look, this was a really fucking fun game. Like, it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the Clips finally just sort of eked out a bit of a lead at the end of the fourth. But bit of chippiness, I'll tell you. Blake and CP3 going at it with a couple of little subtle little shoves and talking a bit of shit. And Blake, about 3 minutes left, spiked a ball off Eric Gordon while being fouled and going out of bounds like some dodgeball shit. This was fucking amazing. And Reggie Miller's like, I don't like it when he does it when he goes through his head. He should throw it at his body. And it's like, come on, man. He's fucking in the air. He kind of launched it at Eric Gordon's head. And it's like, yo, you guys were teammates like a couple years ago. Brutal. But it seemed like no one liked that. And it seemed like a bit of a shithead move too, I'll tell ya. And yeah, everybody took a little bit of a angstiness about this to Blake and were like, hey, fuckhead, can you not do that? And Blake's like, fuck off. And so we've got Mike D'Antoni telling Blake Griffin to fuck off and tries to fight him from the sideline. Blake kind of brushes past him on the way up the court. Mike D'Antoni's going after him. He's like, fuck you, Blake, you dipshit. And then Blake Griffin and Trevor and Lee Ariza get tossed after Ariza and Austin Rivers are talking shit on the sideline. And Blake Griffin comes over, is like, fuck you, Trevor Ariza. And then they both get tossed. And it turns out Austin Rivers is standing there in a walking boot cast, street clothes, talking shit the entire time this is all going on. Unbelievable. And it's kind of like an overlooked fact. Like, he and the entire Clipper team were basically on the floor talking shit and yelling for like the last couple of minutes of this game. Unbelievable. So it all sort of comes to a head. There's like a bit of shoving and it's like, oh, fucking whatever. Blake Griffin gets tossed. Trevor Ariza gets tossed. Blake goes out like a fucking hero. He's already had like his thigh guard ripped off. He literally had his ass handed to him by Trevor Ariza. Watch out. Bang. Right there. And then after the game, you know, the Clips win. What are you going to do? Rockets lose. Everyone's kind of talking shit. Gerald Green's like yelling at motherfuckers. And then Trevor Ariza, James Harden, and Joe Green apparently push their way into the Clippers locker room and security called and separate them. And then apparently the police are called. What the fuck? Police, 911, this is Blake Griffin. I'm a 6'10" power forward in my locker room and Chris Paul's trying to fight me. Send help. Amazing. What the fuck? So this is all actually a part of this, right? They the Clippers, they use Clint Capella as a diversion so Chris Paul can lead James Harden, Gerald Green, and Trevor Ariza through a secret tunnel to get to the locker room of the fucking Clippers in Staples Center. Don't forget, Chris Paul knows the secret tunnel because he was a Clipper for 6 fucking years. And all this so they could beat the shit out of Austin fucking Rivers. Amazing. So Woj tweets this out. Twitter pops off. And like there's memes fucking flying left, right, and center. And look, Trevor Ariza and like James Harden, Gerald Green, like Ariza might end up getting suspended for this shit because it turns out you can't just like go to the opponent's locker room after the game and try to fight everybody. But still, it was fucking amazing. Like all I want is this to happen like every fucking night. And man, they've got 2 more games against each other the rest of this season. That's going to be fun as hell. Feb 14, I think, is the next one. Something like that. Sounds about right. Whatever. But this was an amazing top 3 night in NBA Twitter. Basically, everyone's sitting there until like 3 a.m. Eastern time going, oh my God, what the fuck? Because as Woj tweeted out, it's like, yeah, they tried to force their way in. Security are called. The police are called. Inside the NBA, they find about this. Charles is laughing. Shaq's losing his mind. Kenny's laughing at this. It's like, oh my God. Oh my God. They're trying to break into my locker room. Someone call the police. And it's 100% correct. This is funny as shit. On your Chris Paul, on your Rockets. Way to try to fight fucking Austin Rivers because it's what we all want to do. I love this. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a noise. That's a noise.
Oh man, it's got to be Greek Freak. 27-20 in a win with 6 assists and 2 blocks. He was fucking exhausted after it. How about Rusty though with an almost quadruple double? As mentioned, 19 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists and 10 turnovers. That would have been fucking amazing. But what a fucking night it was. So Chris Paul actually ends up that game with 19 points, 6 rebounds. And Sweet Lou. Lou Williams, Sweet Lou. He had 31 points and 9 assists. Holy shit. He's like basically the Clippers' best player. Got to get paid, Sweet Lou. Got to get paid. And everyone's like, especially Reggie Miller's like, oh, he should be an all-star. He should be an all-star. We should be an all-star. But I think Greek Freak in the win, 27-20. Like 20 fucking rebounds, man. That is pretty amazing. So that gets the full NBA Australia.
That's not a noise. That's a noise.
Nice one. Who's old mate, no mates today, though? The flip side. Who's got no mates? Well, obviously, Austin fucking Rivers. This is amazing. Of course, we've all wanted to fight the fucking coach's son before. The fucking coddled little shithead who's like, fuck off, my dad's the coach. I can do what I fucking want. And you're like, oh, I'm going to beat your fucking head in, you little dipshit. And look, that's why I'm on Chris Paul's side of this. This is fucking great. I would definitely want to beat the shit out of Austin Rivers if I knew Austin Rivers. I want to beat the shit out of Austin Rivers now, and I don't even know fucking Austin Rivers. That's amazing. He's got no mates, especially in Houston. How about Kyle bitch-ass Lowry in Philly? Oh, I don't know. I guess he thinks he's somebody, he said to Big Ben Simmons, apparently. I don't know, Kyle. How about those tubby little fingers of, you get, of yours get a fucking ring on them before you start talking shit? I don't know who the fuck you are. Compared to fucking Ben Simmons at the moment. He's going to be a rookie of the year. What, you're a two-time All-Star? Settle the fuck down, mate. Settle the fuck down. I don't care if you're from Philly and you're tough. Big Ben Simmons, knock your fucking block off, mate. And finally, another old mate, no mates. How's ref Matt Bolin in OKC? So he kicked out Rusty. Basically, because Rusty got fucking mugged on a go to the basket. Two kings slap him in the face in the air. Two. And then Big Willie style, Big Willie Cauley Stein, smashed him as he went to the ground. And Matt Bolin's like, yeah, you're complaining too much. Rusty, get the fuck out. Kicked him the fuck out and then had a go at Billy Donovan, gave him a tech. And Steven Adams, bro, he's all like, what the fuck's going on, bro? And he got fucking fouled up straight away too on the next one. Hey, Matt, ref Matt Bolin, chill the fuck out, mate. Your old mate, no mates today in OKC. I'll tell you that, mate. Much goes your shit. All right, how about better than Lonzo Ball? Let's do it.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. So Lonzo did not play in that Lakers game against Memphis. He had a left knee sort of problem. He had an MRI. looks like it's a bit of a strain. What are you going to do? But this is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. In a win over the Heat, how about Lowry? That's a girl's name. Markkanen. Holy shit. So as mentioned, he had 17 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. He shoots 6 of 13 from the field. That's 3 of 6 from 3. Not fucking bad, Lowry. That's a girl's name. Thing is, he also became the fastest ever player to 100 made threes. Holy fucking shit, Lowry. That's unbelievable. So it took 41 games. That's the fastest ever to make 100 threes. I fucking love the kid. And you know what? Over his last 5 games, he's averaging basically 20 fucking points, 7 rebounds, and shooting 53% from 3. Holy crap, Lowry. That's better than Lonzo Ball today. Lonzo, look, you hit your season average the other night, 10-7-7. That's fine. You set out this game. I want you back, pal. I want you back. But for tonight, Lowry Markkanen, you were better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's get to the second block. Let's get to Yeah Nas right after this one. All right, NBA Stray Arts. Yeah, nah, we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Number one, Lowry Markkanen might be a top 5 rookie from this class. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Holy shit, did not expect this. I thought he was like a fucking Henry Ellenson fucking style bust. But now, holy shit, between Big Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, maybe what, fucking, I don't know, Lonzo, I guess. Jesus, Frankie, Nicotine, Dennis Smith Jr. Lowry, he's averaging fucking, like, for the season, 15.5 points, 7.6 rebounds. He's top 5. You did it. On you, Lowry. That's a girl's name. Markkanen, the finisher. I love it. Number 2, Cavs can beat the Warriors in a series. Yeah, nah. Look, I mentioned yesterday that it's going to be fun as hell if they do make it to a finals, because it means the path there will have been an absolute fucking corker. But you can see the Cavs like hang with the Warriors for 3 quarters yesterday. And then the Warriors, just there's just too much fucking class. So the Cavs probably need to make a trade. We'll get into that tomorrow in the... we're going to do a bit of a deep dive and try to figure out who exactly would help them and why properly and what they could feasibly get. We're going to do a top 3? Nice one. So yeah, they can't at the moment. They just won't be able to. And number 3 of the NRs, Big Ben Simmons would kick the crap out of Kyle Lowry. Yeah, nah, yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, fuck yes, Box Hill versus Philly. NBA Australia, bring it, Ben Simmons, fuck yes. Kick the shit out of that little bastard. What do you reckon? And then finally, we'll add a bonus one. Chris Paul leading a cadre of Rockets via a secret tunnel to fight Austin Rivers is the best thing in the NBA ever. Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck yes, that's amazing. Do you know how cool that is? My God, everyone was beside themselves last night. This is the funniest shit ever. Inside the NBA is fucking losing their mind. Chuck and Shaq are just like fucking falling over laughing at this shit. Like, I'm on Twitter. NBA Stray is popping off. We're making some jokes. Everyone's making jokes. It's funny as hell. And Chris Paul, after all this, is the president of the fucking Players Association. That's right. He's trying to fight other players that he's the president of the association for. That's fucking incredible. On you, Chris Paul. What a fucking night. Ah, man, that was good. What a fucking good one. That was a good year, you know, as well. All right, let's get to our mid-season awards. What do you reckon? Let's do it. I reckon we do it with a new this one. So, who's your MVP so far? Look, I've just got to say, like, fucking Harden's been out for a little bit, so give me LeBron. I'm going to say LeBron, Harden, the Coward, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butts, Steph, and Giannis are my top 6 at the moment. So LeBron, Harden, The Coward, Jimmy Butts, Steph, and Giannis. Not bad. I'm feeling good. The Rookie of the Year so far, Ben Simmons, then Donovan fucking Mitchell, and then probably Jason Tatum and Lowry. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, and closing hard. Sixth Man of the Year, D-Wade. How do you feel about that? Oh, love it. Lou Will. He's coming in second, but he's started too many fucking games like the last month or so. So it's a bit tough to have him sixth man, but he's still like the volume of, you know, games where he's come off the bench is still higher than he started. So not bad, but D-Wade's been fucking good, man. And JJ Barea for Dallas. Not bad, not bad. I don't know how he's so fucking good. Like, he's tiny and he's like 33 or something. Shit, it's fucking bananas. Nikola Mirotic, face Mirotic as well. Fucking great coming off the bench. How about most improved? Victor Oladipo! Of course. Man, he's out there fucking scoring 25 points a game. Holy shit. Not bad. Most improved. Clint Capela added in there too. He's been fucking amazing. He's a double-double machine, mate. And how about the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, all of a sudden out there shredding. Now put in a position to succeed. Chris Dunn, Aaron Gordon. Yeah, throw them in there too. Defensive player of the year, give me Draymond Green. Maybe Andre Roberson. One of those two winners. And coach of the year, Brad Stevens, Pop, Dwayne Casey, Steve Kerr. There you go. Not bad. Awesome. There you go. How's that? That's a couple of mid-season awards. That'll go up on the blog as well today, so go check that out. So it's Tuesday. We add to our Shane Hill, crazy random guy going off stat line of the week, Hall of Fame. How about Nick Bloody Anderson? Oh, shit. So this is random dudes going absolutely bananas like Shane Hill would in the game against the Seattle Supersonics in November 1997. And Nick Bloody Anderson, though, April 23, 1993, came off the bench for the Shaq Penny Hardaway Orlando Magic in a win over the New Jersey Nets. And put up a fucking 50-piece in 33 minutes. Can you believe it? I believe he's still the first person, the only person to score 50 off the bench. That's unbelievable. In 33 minutes, he went 17 to 25 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3. He had 50. Only 4 of those were only 12 of those were from 3-point. Unbelievable. And ironically, he goes 12 of 12 from the free throw line and added 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. But yeah, I say ironically with the free throws because don't forget, Nick Anderson was the guy in game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Rockets. In Orlando, the Magic were up by 3 points late in the game. Anderson, who was shooting 7% at the time, he missed 4 consecutive free throws that could have sealed the game. Kenny Smith hit a 3-pointer basically straight after that, tied it, sent it to overtime. Rockets won it in overtime. Boom! So he became Nick the Brick, or Brick Anderson. Brutal! Holy shit! But man, still scored 50 off the bench. Welcome to the Shane Hill Crazy Random Guy Going Off Stat Line of the Week Hall of Fame. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch and whip through that super fucking quick. All right, NBA Australia, Australian Player Watch, Ben Simmons, how did he go? Monday versus Toronto, Simo. He had 12 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Also had 6 turnovers and 5 fouls and got fucking ejected. Brutal. Brutal. They still win though, so good job, big Ben Simmons. Patty Mills, he had a loss to the Hawks, the old Spurs there, but Patty Cakes had a fucking good game. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Good job, Patty. Jinglin' Joe Ingles in a loss to Indy. Fuck. God damn it, man. Spurs lost, Jazz lost. Brutal. Jinglin' Joe had 0 points, 0 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Goes 0 of 1 from the field. A missed 3 ball. Jesus, Joe, in 20 minutes. Rough as guts, mate. Don't know what's going on with him. How about Dele versus the Wiz? Oh, Jesus. Another one with 0 points. At least Dele threw in 3 assists, 1 rebound, 1 steal. That was only 15 minutes, though. Still had a positive plus-minus, though. And Thon, also against the Wiz. Dele's teammate. Thon McCur had 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block in 14 minutes. Gee, I don't know, Jason Kidd. Maybe play them more than 25 combined minutes. Yeah, Dele only had fucking 11 minutes. That's brutal, man. Absolutely gross. Aaron Baines, bangers. Well, the Seas play the Pelicans today, and Andrew Bogut has no team yet. How about Mango Mithyang? We'll talk about that in a second. And our daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Well, he's getting some shots up in practice. He's coming back, baby! And Kyrie, he plays the Pelicans today, the honorary Australian. He was born in Melbourne. Come on, mate. Settle down. And how about, it's Tuesday, so we do have our weekly Mango Mithyang check-in, the South Sudanese Australian kid hanging out, starting for the Greensboro Swarm. Love you, Mango. You got my NBA All-Star vote, mate. Now, the Swarm have lost 6 straight, but you know, how's he trucking? Well, pretty bloody good, I'd say. Against the Warriors, he had a double-double. 11 points, 11 rebounds, and a block in 38 minutes. And then in 25 minutes against the Legends, he was a defensive force, smashing on the boards with 11 more rebounds. Added in 4 steals. Struggled a little bit offensively though, 6 points on 7 shots and 1 assist, but still, not bad, Mango! On the year, you're at 12-10 for the game. 12-10 per game for the year for the Greensboro Swarm. That's Mango Mithyang, feeling good, loving it. Alright, that's pretty fucking sweet. We're smashing through it. Let's get to the game previews for today, right after this one. All right, man. NBA Australia. Let's check out the Patty Mills inspiration board, shall we? What's Patty got to say today after that fucking horrible fucking loss to the shitty Atlanta Hawks? Patty Mills. Well, all he had yesterday was game day baller game day. Hashtag at Atlanta. Hashtag go Spurs go. They did not go. So not inspiring at all. Patty Mills killing me. Let's get to the game previews. We've got Wolves at Magic today. Big Catto, Wigo, Butto, and Jeffo going against the not so Magic men. Man, do you reckon Aaron Gordon's going to be like, oh, where's my friend Zach LaVine? His dunking nemesis, never forget. That's awesome. Love to see Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine go at it again. See how we go. Wolves at Magic. Wolves are absolutely fucking slaying at the moment, I'll tell you. Absolutely fucking killing it. And so they're going to continue that. The Wolves are like fucking, fucking fourth in the West? Third in the West now, I think. Yeah, third. 29 and 16. They're like equal with San Antonio, but above them on conference record. So, Wolves, going to kill the Magic. Pelicans at Celtics, AD. Anthony Davis, the brow, do you reckon he's going to be out there checking the facilities up there in Boston? Thing is, it's also the dead fucking ass of winter. It's cold as shit. So, AD be like, wait a minute, why the fuck would I come here? You know how warm New Orleans is compared to this shit? God damn. Great test for the Celtics, though. Two behemoths with an ability to hurt them when they're most dubious. Rebounding interior defense. So, Horford and Bangers going to have their work cut out against Boogie and the brow. And Rondo, return game, back in the Celtics. Love it. Always love those ones. Mavs at Pelicans. No, Celtics win that one. Mavs at Nugs. Dirk versus Joker. This could be sublime, mate. Nugs should smash, but Gary Harris and Jamal Murray have been struggling the last couple of games. So I think the Nugs have a good get-right game. That'd be right. The Mavs, a bit of rest, though, so it's going to be a good one. But give me the Nugs. And then finally, Suns at Blazers. Jesus, did the Blazers need to win this one? They're 22 and 21. 22 and 21. They're basically tied with the Clippers and Denver for the 7 and 8 spot in the West playoffs. That's three teams into two spots. Not great. So Blazers, you got to beat the Suns, mate. That's how it goes. It's just how it goes. You got to do it. And you know what? Give me the Blazers. They're going to win. And holy shit, what a fucking day. What an episode. That's it. Oh, yeah. NBA Strayer. We're done for the day. That was a fucking cracker. Up till fucking all hours last night we were checking out this fight so we could talk shit about it today. And my God, it was fun reliving it. Chris Paul leading a fucking sortie through the tunnels like it's fucking the Battle of Helm's Deep or some shit. So good. I love it. I love it. Anyway, that's been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness, and we'll have our mid-season NBA power rankings and a whole bunch of other fun stuff, I'll tell you that much, and of course our Cavs trades that they need to make tomorrow. That'll be fun. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. That was popping off last night, I'll tell you. And of course, Facebook, where you can get the NBA Australia's Never Forget every single day about classic games from NBA Straya legends like Luke Longley, Mark Bradke, Shane Heal, Dante Exum, Cam Besto, why not? And it's all the good stuff. So, tomorrow we'll get the mid-season power rankings. Don't forget to subscribe on NBA Straya on iTunes and Google Play. Give us a nice rating and review. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. The best band in Australia, I'll tell you. Vote for All Together in the Triple J Hottest 100. Come on, do it. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, the Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. And that's it. Give them a smash. That's NBA Australia for today. Stick around for Joe Ingles, HR manager, and we'll catch us tomorrow, hopefully after another cracking NBA night that we've got lots to talk about. And you know what? We'll catch you tomorrow. NBA Australia, we out. Later, Horseman. G'day, it's Joe Ingles here for my weekly duck into the NBA Australia office in between drinking coffees and sinking threes to answer your HR questions as NBA Australia's resident HR manager. Because you probably didn't know this, but I didn't go to uni just to play basketball, I also majored in human resources. And look, just because I'm having a rough time of it on the court does not mean I'll be derelict in my duties as NBA Australia HR manager. No way, Jose. Oh, actually, I might change that to something a bit more ethnically inclusive. How about no way we bait? Nope, that's a bit touchy. No way Cheryl. Ooh, not just what I usually say. No way Harold. There you go, not bad. Anyway, so despite my shooting woes, I am still the most qualified here to help out with any questions you might have about pretty much any topic. Because after all, the first thing you learn in human resources is humans are resources. Okay, let's get to today's question. All right, this question comes from TL in Cleveland. Joe. That's a bit abrupt, isn't it? Jesus. Anyway, on we go. Quick question for you. I'm in charge of a small task force, a team, if you will, and I had a question about team dynamics and the inherent... Jeez, that was a typo. And the inherent problems of employee confidence and team building in a high-pressure system. See, I've got some people who are really good at their jobs and bring their best to work most of the time, but it really feels like some of the task force members, let's say their names rhyme with Tevin Glove and Briaya Lomas, what the hell is going on there, are very much focused on individual goals instead of team-oriented objectives. It seems to be limiting the overall effectiveness of the entire committee we've pulled together. So, my question is, do you have any tips for getting all of the team pulling cohesively in one direction toward a common goal? Regards, TL from Cleveland. Oh, wow, that's a very interesting question, isn't it, TL? And look, I'm here to help. Now, this is a tough one because workplaces are dynamic beasts, and keeping everyone willfully engaged on a common goal can be exceedingly difficult. Like, for instance, my junior HR manager, Cheryl, is forever insisting on leaving early and not finishing updating the weekly KPIs we're instigating for everyone at NBA Australia. And that's like, come on, Cheryl, be a team player. We're all in this together. She just keeps talking about her kid and how it's at home alone and everything. And I tell her, look, Cheryl, the quicker we pull together as a dynamic HR team, the quicker you'll get home to your little two-month-old Billy. And she just accepts it. It's how it goes. Because as we all know, workplace HR is the backbone of any successful enterprise. And crucial to that are interpersonal relationships. And if there's an imbalance due to outward-facing factors like someone seeking individual gain over the collective gain, then other employees will feel like they're being exploited. And we can't have that, can we? No. So, the key is communication. You need to set clear goals and maintain strict KPIs, daily if need be, to monitor performance. And if there are employees who aren't adhering to them, they ought to enter into intensive training programs to explain to them just how important those KPIs are. You need to keep your roles clearly defined and clarified and have easy to understand and follow KPIs and have management and HR involved as much as possible to keep everyone on the same page. After all, as we say in HR, a properly micromanaged KPI is the best micromanaged KPI. Because TL, bottom line is, you got to put yourself and your employees in the best position to succeed. So think positively and try to make the most of your human resources. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. I've been Jingling Joe Ingles, and this has been the H&R Q&A session for NBA Australia. And I'll catch you next week.